from Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Over the past few days, I've had a few words rotating through my mind. You know, not musical, but like an earworm. I dare say that no one that has watched a film or a TV series centred around the medical profession has not heard the phrase taken from the Hippocratic Oath that most doctors take. That is, in considering a treatment for a patient, first do no harm. Now, when we think about another statement that is often cited as the golden rule that says, treat others as you want them to treat you, and then there is the amateur's code, which states that an amateur never uses his station to the detriment of others. Now, the various sayings are a way of respecting other people. Obviously, a doctor should place the welfare of a patient first, but in life we can use this phrase to guide our own decision-making. If we think about what would upset us and then think about what our actions would do to other people, maybe we will change our mind. When it comes to our recreation, if we think about other operators, our neighbours, our family, we show maturity and sense of responsibility which reflects on us personally, but also those around us, our fellow operators and our community. It is not simply the maxim of workplace health and safety that it is my responsibility, but a self-survival technique in all of our activities. Just as we obey road rules on water and land for our safety, in protecting ourselves, we are protecting those around us too. When we set about a project and remember the phrase, first do no harm, we have achieved a win for ourselves and a win for others too. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA. And the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.